This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies, Legacy Advisory Group, and Innovation Tax Service. So let me tell you what our tagline is. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risks. Again, thanks for tuning in. We're going to be talking about a lot of topics today. Some of you haven't heard me talk about is what is the black swan threatening one of our positions? What the heck am I talking about? We're also going to talk about Bitcoin and how it's taxable. Have any of you invested in Bitcoin and would you like to have some tax guidance? Well, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 70 years from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. Now, mostly we work with pre-retirees and retirees and business people. However, we do have folks that are younger, in their 40s and in 20s, but the majority are pre-retirees and retirees. So let me give you some contact information because you might want to set up a phone consultation, learn more about our company, or come in for a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Harmonies, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point. If you're coming from Ohio, you get off the exit 4B and go about 2.1 miles past Sheets on the right-hand side, Tamashander Golf Course, then Sheets, and you come to a stop light that says Innovation, and we're the fourth building on the light. But you may want to set up a phone call before you make the trip. So again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's complimentary. Or visit our website at Innovation Tax Service, our website for our tax business. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But our website for our estate and retirement planning practice, Legacy Financial Strategies, is leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategy? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. It's better to protect it from a pre-crisis than wait till you have someone who's in a nursing home. But if you go in a nursing home, a lot of people think there's nothing you can do. Couldn't be further from the truth. So, but it's better to protect it in advance. That's the one asset or one item that if you haven't protected could actually wipe out your assets. How's that possible? Well, that's not going to happen to me. Well, according to government stats, for 65 years of age or older, about 75% chance that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, or nursing home care. And a lot of people think we're talking about long-term care insurance. No, we're not. In fact, I don't own long-term care insurance. But we're talking about pre-crisis, where you can take an asset, you have a savings account, a mutual fund non-qualified account, or money market account, and transfer it to a specially designed asset care that can double or triple that. And if you don't use it, you don't lose it. It earns a rate of return. Also could have a death benefit. But the good news is it's used for the living. And if you don't die, because there's about 25% chance that you won't, you can leave it for your heirs on a tax-free basis. How about that? And no inheritance taxes from Pennsylvania. Now, Ohio, they don't have that. So if you'd like to learn more about that, again, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Taxes is here. Our website for taxes is innovationtaxservice.com. And if you got a high net worth, we've got some top CPAs and tax attorneys throughout the country. And go to our website, EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. And guess what, folks? We don't charge you unless we save you money. Most firms are not tied in to these large firms who can save you taxes. And we don't do any Willie Nelson strategies either. So, again, that's EliteTaxReduction.com. Regular taxes is InnovationTaxService.com, where we do tax preparation. For $150, you'll listen to our commercial. That includes the long form, 1040, the short form, Schedule A. If you haven't itemized, most people these days don't itemize, but includes that. Includes Schedule B, interest and dividends. And by the way, it doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s you have. You know, some people charge accordingly. And we include Schedule D. What is Schedule D? If you buy and sell trade stocks, we include 10 stocks. Now, if you do, say, 10 to 25 or 50, we charge maybe 25. Or if you're doing, you know, a lot, maybe $50. But call for a price. But we do include the first 10 in that $150, including the state return. Now, if you have a local return, many people retired don't have a local return. That's $10 extra. Our average price, according to Drake, that's the software we use, was $153. So that is pretty good. And the big thing is we do tax planning. Now, if you don't are paying very little taxes, obviously there's not much to plan for. But that's included as well. And we'll even look at the past returns. So a lot of times we can save people just in the tax planning way more than the actual cost is. But, of course, if you're not hardly paying any taxes, that probably service wouldn't be available to you. But tax preparation, $150. Give us a call, 800-264-4963. You can file until February 12th, but we have many people bringing in our returns now. What else we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, when it comes to estate planning, we belong to the Mahoney-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council, my daughter and I, Sherry. In fact, she used to work for the Social Security Office. That's another thing we do. So how many advisors work for Social Security Office? Probably none from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. She's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. So when it comes to wills, trusts, etc., we work with some of the top-notch people in that arena. And if you have a tax issue, guess what? We just added on tax resolution. So if you owe back taxes, large sums of money, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $40,000, give us a call. That's another area that we can help you in. And when it comes to investments or savings, you name it, I can't say we have everything, but we have most items. And we like to describe money this way. The way we describe a traffic light is three colors, yellow, green, and red. So yellow money we describe when it comes to savings is your emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. Then when it comes to red money, we have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. That's anything can go up, can also go down. That's risk money. That would be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, etc. In fact, I'm going to be talking about some reports on that in a minute, probably the next segment, when it comes to red money and where the market's going. Now, no one has a crystal ball, but I'm trying to give you the pros and negatives. I've had economists think the market's going to crash any moment. I have other ones saying that the way January goes, that's the rest of the year is going. And after the election, what that goes. So I'll give you both sides. What you want to do is set up a plan. Get a plan in writing. And then green money is where your money is protected. And that would be like long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, and we call enhanced index annuities, which is a fixed annuity, which is a type. And by the way, everything has pros and cons. There's some of these enhanced, known as fixed index annuities. Some are dogs out there, folks. But some are very attractive, and they're linked to an entity where you can participate on the upside with no downside. And some of these, over the past 10 years, have done 7, 8, 9, 10%. The downside is zero. So, again, not all are good. Just like all stocks, mutual funds are not all good. When it comes to the investment, I got so much, I can't remember, late at night, I've been looking at doing a lot of research on this, you know, where the markets go on, et cetera. So anyway, you name it. I can't say we have everything. We probably have it. Now, we're not going to do options for you. I know a lot about options, but we're not going to do that because I'm too busy doing other things. But when it comes to estate and retirement and taxes, give us a call. You should visit our website at leavealegacy.com. We have 6 mini webinars. We're going to add 10 more on that site. When it comes to Social Security, if you're ready to retire, retirement ready is paycheck for life, guaranteed income that you will not outlive, women and wealth, tax-free retirement, estate planning. Check it out. Go to leavealegacy.com and go to the section on demand seminars. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some tax issues when it comes to Bitcoin tax reduction and a report from Zacks. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message about taxes.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that number down, I'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or come in person, complimentary. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963, or visit us on our website at leavealegacy.com. Let me ask you a question. Today, fear is back in the form of both FUD and FOMA. FUD and FOMA. Do you know what FUD and FOMA means? FUD is fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and this is competing with FOMA, which is what? fear of missing out. It's a perfect recipe for making decisions you regret later. This comes from Trends. And they said, what is the evidence telling them? So I subscribe to, you have no idea how much stuff I subscribe to. Based on future earning stocks, according to Trends, they say it's cheap. Now, according to Shuler, the CAPE, they said they're not cheap. So they're saying they don't use the CAPE index. They said the PE is around 19, where the CAPE Shuler index is about 31, 32. So they say from Trends, stocks are also cheap, they say, when compared to what? Fixed income investments like bond in money market accounts. No kidding. What are money markets paying? Since earnings are likely to rise for many reasons, according to Trends, while interest rates are likely to stay low. According to Trends, as history shows that once stock prices begin rising sharply, as we've seen since March 2020, you know, after it hit the bottom March 23rd, prices continue to rise until they are substantially overvalued, unless they say a black swan event intervenes. Therefore, it's highly unlikely, according to Trends, that we are near a major top. Nevertheless, this set of fundamentals does not preclude the possibility of a 10 or 15% correction near term. So when you have that, that's a correction. 20%, we had a bear market. That kind of pullback, they call it a consolidation, is normal and healthy. And they say beyond the fundamentals, market behavior in recent weeks is signaling that cyclical bull market remains quite healthy. Whether you're looking at measures of volatility, breadth, or global strength, the market is sending a clear message. According to Trends, own stocks of innovative companies that are leveraging the digital revolution. The question, folks, is, are all stocks good? There's dogs out there. Are all these index annuities known as fixed index annuity? No, there's dogs out there. I think all money markets are basically dogs. So, folks, what you want to do is get on our calendar, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. We'll visit 5, 10, 15 minutes. If there's a good fit, we'll either do a webinar or a Zoom meeting, however you want to have it, or you can come in the person. And then the first meeting, the actual official one, is we do fact gathering where you ask us questions. It's a discovery call, and we ask you questions. Then the second meeting, we do what's called retirement roadmap. We gather all your information. We want to see, based on your assets, when you're going to take Social Security if you haven't taken it, or if you have taken a pension if you happen to have one or not have one, your assets, rate of return, inflation, date of death. People like know when they're going to die. So that's why you should definitely schedule a call, because believe it or not, we have that information. No, we don't have that information. But anyway, we can put different scenarios in there. And based on the second death, are you going to have enough money? Are you going to have enough money if you're married, for both of you, if you're single, for you? That's an exercise that you want to do. It's an eye-opener. Then we have like 11, 12-page report that we can either email it to you, mail it to you, or if you come in person, or if you're doing a join me, whatever, you can see it. It's a real eye-opener. Then the third meeting, we offer solutions to that. And we have this calculated, which we haven't had. We just had it in the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's another eye-opener. And by the way, we also do a suitability and capacity score to see how much money you should have in these buckets and to see where your money is based on your temperament, not mine. Is that direction you want to? And then we stress test it. And then the following meeting, then we start offering solutions based on that scenario. So if that sounds interesting or you want to learn more about it, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. So let's talk about, and we'll come back to the market and what Zach has to say. That was from Trends. But let's talk about IRA issues for new Bitcoin tax guidance. Now, probably most of my audience probably doesn't own that, but some of you out there listening may. And this comes from the Bradford Tax Institute. I belong to a lot of different organizations. Back in 2014, the IRS issued basic guidance about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies and then went silent on the issue. So fast forward to 2019, the IRS is hot on your trail if you bought and sold cryptocurrency and didn't report it on your tax return. That's a no-no. So we don't do Willie Nelson strategy, folks. I can't sing. To help you comply with the law, the IRS just issued new guidance so you can navigate the complicated tax world of virtual currency. The good news, according to Bradford Tax Institute, the guidance gives answers to questions that went unanswered for more than 5 years. If you accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in your business or invest in Bitcoin on the side, you need to read this article, and I'm going to read it to you. And if you're only following parts of it, I can email it to you, or I can mail it to you. It's only about 5 or 6 pages. It's Bradford Institute says, what we knew. In Should You Accept Bitcoin in Your Business, we give you an overview of how the IRS looks at cryptocurrency transactions. These are folks who are CPAs. You treat cryptocurrency as property for tax purposes. If you receive Bitcoin in exchange for your services, then your income is fair market value of the Bitcoin received. Your basis in the Bitcoin received is fair market value at the time of receipt plus any transaction fees incurred. Now, if you receive Bitcoin in exchange for your property, then your gain or loss in the fair market value of the Bitcoin received less the adjusted basis of your property given up. Your basis in the Bitcoin is its fair market value at the time of receipt plus any transaction fees incurred. If you give Bitcoin exchange for services, then the value of the expense is the fair market of the Bitcoin given. Also, the value of services received less the adjusted basis of the Bitcoin is gain or loss to you. If you give Bitcoin in exchange for someone's property, then your gain or loss is what? The fair market value of property you receive less the adjusted basis of your Bitcoin. This may be a little heavy duty for you, but we'll give you the toll-free number in a minute how you can get this report. Cryptocurrency is a capital asset provided you aren't a trader. Therefore, you pay tax on any gain at reduced rates and losses are subject to capital loss limitation rules. Now they talk about new forks. No, he said we're talking culture here. In the cryptocurrency world, a fork occurs when the digital register that logs transactions of a particular cryptocurrency diverges into a new digital register. Bradford Institute, Tax Institute, said there are two types of forks, one in which you don't get cryptocurrency, and of course one that you do get new ones. He said the IRS ruled that a fork in which you don't get cryptocurrency is not a taxable event, and a fork in which you get new cryptocurrency is a taxable event, and you can receive ordinary income equal to the fair value. So if you'd like to get this special report called by the Bradford Tax Institute, IRS issues new Bitcoin tax guidance. And after you get it, if you're still not sure, give us a call. Because one of the things we do here at Innovation Tax Service is we do tax preparation and tax planning. Our toll-free number, if you'd like to get that report, is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or Google the word Legacy Financial, or go to DuckDuckGo and type in Legacy Financial, and you'll see an area that says leavealegacy.com. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message. It talks about taxes, tax preparation. When we come back, we're going to talk about another outfit that I subscribe to. I subscribe to lots of things on Zacks and see what they say about the economy. So as you stay in the market, get out of the market, what should you do? So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So the question is, should you get in the market or get out of the market? It's very simple, folks. You should have an exercise called the Retirement Roadmap. First of all, we do that fact gathering, a discovery, get that information. Then we do the retirement roadmap. We do that suitability capacity score. And that will tell you a lot about the different buckets of money. One size does not fit all. There's people who should have money in the market. There are some people, their temperament, their suitability shouldn't have any money in the market. And there's also pros and cons where you put the money. There's dogs that are bad stocks. There's ones that potentially that are good stocks. But inherently, by the name of funds or ETFs, they do carry risk. So how much can you afford to lose? This exercise doing the suitability capacity score will give you some ideas on that. Then there's also green money, where we talked about CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities, and enhanced index annuities, better known as fixed index annuities. There's dogs with that. They all have their pros and cons. That's why you need to set up a meeting either in person or do a webinar or a phone call station to learn more about what we're doing. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. What makes us unique compared to other firms is, number one, we have a tax practice. Most, I'd say probably 97% don't have a tax bracket, but we do tax planning. And then if you have a high net worth, there's not too many people other than dealing with some local. I'm not saying some local people are not qualified, but when it comes to saving money and doing it the right way, go to our website, EliteTaxReduction.com. And we have some of the top CPAs, tax attorneys in the country. And we don't charge you unless we save you money, and we work alongside. We don't replace your CPA. So do you have enough confidence in your CPA or tax advisor or tax professional or accountant? Do you have enough confidence to get a second opinion? So we're not getting rid of them. We work alongside with them. I don't know if I made that clear or not. That's not our objective, to replace that. Now, if you're looking for someone to do tax preparation, then of course we'll do that. But that's not our objective behind this. So if you want more information, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call. Our toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategy, Innovation Tax Service, and Legacy Advisor Group is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So before we talk about what Zach has to say, let's talk about GameStop. I talked a little bit about last week. I think most people have. Some people may not have heard. So the question is, and this comes from the Wyatt Investment Research. I have a lifetime membership with that. The year of the GameStop. Trick question. As this week, it feels like everyone in the world knows GameStop. Ticker symbol GME. But just in case you have been vacationing in the NRA, here's a brief recap of GameStop and why it's the most talked about security in the markets today. And the crazy ride could mean for one of our portfolio positions. It's the blockbuster of the 21st century. The first thing you should know is what GameStop does, and that it sells physical video games. Of course, every new gaming system can't just download games to a hard drive. Indeed, they said that the versions of the new Xbox and PlayStation systems can't even play physical games. They have no Blu-ray drives. Combine that creepy obsolescence with weak fundamentals, an unconvincing plan to escape a blockbuster-like fate, you can understand why plenty of investors don't have a rosy outlook for GameStop. So there's people who made money, and there's people who lost a ton of money. And why many hedge funds took a short position on the stock, as hedge funds want to do. Everything normal so far, but things have gotten extremely abnormal. This information comes from the Wise Investment Research. So things have gotten extremely abnormal this week as Internet Army of retail investors organized around a subreddit called Wall Street Bets and decided they were going to take advantage of the hedge funds, the way they feel hedge funds have taken advantage of retail investors over the years. So specifically, this ragtag crew decided to create a short squeeze as a way to skyrocket value and hurt the institutions on the other side of the trade. Briefly, what is a short squeeze? A short squeeze is when a number of investors have bet for a security to drop in value and instead it goes up. Because of the way short positions are created, when a security that you've shorted goes up instead of down, you can lose theoretically limitless amount of money. Think of it this way. If you short a stock at $10, that means you promise to sell the stock at $10 sometimes in the future. If on the future date the stock is trading at $5, you buy it at $5. You've already sold it at $10, so you made $5 per share. That's the aim of short selling, betting that a stock will drop in price. If, however, the stock rose to $15, too bad. You've already sold it at $10, and you promised a share to other investors. So now you have to buy it at $15, losing $5 per share. If it goes up to $20, now you're losing $10 a share. At $50, you're losing $40 a share, and so on, with no theoretically upper limit. So if the security is rising in price and it looks like it won't fall before a short seller has to promise and provide the underlying security, there's incentive to buy the stock and lock in smaller losses rather than wait until the price rises further and losses grow. Once short sellers start buying the stock to protect themselves, that causes share prices to rise, of course, more demand, which encourages more short sellers to buy the stock to protect against large losses, which pumps up the price, which encourages more short sellers to purchase stock, and so on. So have you ever heard the term melt up? Well, this is a perfect example. A short squeeze can cause a stock to soar much higher than it would in normal circumstances. And that is exactly what happened this week, he said, with GameStop, AMC, and a few other companies that Wall Street Bets targeted. And he said, oh, my, they were successful. GameStop was trading at around $4 last summer. This week, it was over $3.50. That's last week, actually. Mighty nice profit if you take it. AMC, the beleaguered movie theater chain, which is about ready to file bankruptcy, they got a bailout about $400 million, was trading approximately $2 at the start of the year. It topped below $20 this week, and not only what it is today, it was below $8, I think, yesterday. So this has been a source of entertainment for many, for quite a few who remember the unpunished ways financial institutions have manipulated markets over the years, an absolute horror for the suits of the Wall Street. The suits apparently hold enough sway. Maybe regulators will find out soon, convict most discount brokers to halt any new positions in the affected stocks. Only sales of share they already own are currently allowed. So anyway, that gives you a little different background that you might not have heard about. So another source, Zacks. He's the one who said, one of the gentlemen, Kevin Matras, executive vice president, said, the way January goes, so the rest of the year goes. So he says, strong earnings continue to underpin the market. We got a slew of beats yesterday, and they continue after the close. He said, we saw eBay post a 4.88% positive, and I'm doing this on Thursday. This was, I think, Wednesday. So earnings per share, EPS surprise, and a 6.3% positive sales surprise. They were up over 10% in after hours. He said, we also saw PayPal post an 8% positive EPS surprise and a 0.49% positive sales surprise. They were up over 6% in after trade. He said, we've got another 337 companies on the deck for the rest of the week, and another 839 next week on earnings. Also helping stocks is continued optimism over more vaccines. Also included expectations, more stimulus on the way. Other news, MBA mortgage applications rose 8.1%. The PMI composite rose to 58.7 versus last month of 55.3. And the ISM service index echoed the strength with a print of 58.7 versus last month, upwardly revised 57.7. And the ADP employment report, now all employers don't report to that, also came in better than expected, with an estimated gain of 175,000 new private payroll jobs last month. That's well above the estimate of 50,000. So anyways, they're looking positive on Zacks. So the question is, have you done your retirement roadmap? Have you done a suitability and a capacity score? Is the road that you have, and it makes a difference, by the way, if you don't understand sequence of returns, if you don't understand that, folks, it could really wipe you out. You need to give us a call. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call, and if it's a good fit, let us take you through the process and see if it makes sense. You'll feel a lot better knowing that you've done this exercise. So if you'd like to learn more about our process, give us a call toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategy Innovation Tax Service and Legacy Advisor Group. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. 4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to support the message. We're going to talk about taxes. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write our toll-free number, let me give it to you again. If you'd like to set up a 5-minute, a 10-minute, 15-minute phone call, learn more about what we're doing or come in person and see us, give us a call at Legacy. Toll-free at Legacy Financial Strategies, Legacy Advisor Group, Innovation Tax Service at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let's talk about a little politics. The first thing is about these vaccines. I think a lot of people think these are panaceas. I have a report from Dr. David Brownstein. I encourage you, if you'd like to get that, I could email it to you. Myself, I've never taken the flu vaccine. I will not take it this time. It's got fetuses in it and stuff. So, folks, you make your own decision, but for some reason, people think it's a cure-all. Well, let me tell you about a representative from Massachusetts. His name is Stephen Lynch, Democrat from Massachusetts, announced on Friday he had tested positive for COVID-19 even after receiving both doses. He received a dose and then a booster boat from Pfizer vaccine. In a statement, Lynch spokesman Molly Rose Tarpey explained that congressman came into contact with a staff member who had tested positive for the virus earlier in the week. So some people think it's going to protect him. It may, and it may not, kind of like the flu. But what it has in it, I'm not going to put that in my body. Now, a little humor, by the way. One of the guys that works here gave me this. So this is research. It says, a car in front of me, not me personally, but I'm reading this, had a bumper sticker on it. It read, pray for Nancy Pelosi. And that's correct. God loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance, even though most people won't. According to Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to hell is wide. His two main reasons, there could be other reasons, but pride and ignorance. But it says, pray for Nancy Pelosi. And this comes from Psalm 109, verse 8. The person said, when I got home, I opened my Bible to the scripture and read and started laughing. So here's what Psalm 109, 8 says. Let her days be few and brief, and let others step forward to replace her. At last, I can voice a biblical prayer for our Speaker of the House. Let us bow our heads and pray. This is great. Everyone should repost this. Well, again, I would like to see her repent and become a believer. I know she says she's Catholic. That won't get you into heaven. If you say you're Baptist, that won't get you into heaven. The secret is James 4:10. Humble yourself before the Lord. That means repent. Ask for forgiveness. Then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God. And mean it in your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. Either he stands at the door and knocks, folks. God Almighty is knocking. Do we hear him knocking? We have to open that door and ask for forgiveness and repentance. Repentance, then accept Jesus Christ as the God, because I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, meaning Jesus. Now listen to this. Remember on November 7th, 1983, I couldn't remember that, but on May 19th, communist organization detonated a bomb in the Senate and attempted to kill Republicans. Susan Rosenberg was arrested for this. She was pardoned by Clinton. She is now an administrator for Black Lives Matter and now does fundraising and administrative work for BLM. And by the way, they were nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. How about that? I guess bombing the U.S. Capitol to kill Republicans is different. I have heard no reports all week long about this. Have you? Did I miss it? What else? Well, here's some shocking news. Marjorie Greene seeks ban on embassies flying non-American flags after Biden okays LGBT rainbow. In response to the Biden administration, and I'll tell you what the report came out today about her, is they're going to take her up to committee, which is shocking. There's about 8 Republicans that voted her removed. She said some things that she regretted before she actually ran for election. But some of the other ones is a double standard, folks. She was elected in her state of Georgia by like 75% in her district voted for her. We all make, you know, errors and mistakes and saying things. This is before. There's people say that when they're in office. But guess what? There's many of these people like Hastings. I won't go on some of the despicable things he does and put on a rules committee, but they apparently have double standards. But let me go on to what says this. In response to the Biden administration decision to let United States embassies fly, and listen to this, the LGBT pride flag. And that Marjorie Greene from Georgia introduced a bill this week that would ban any other flag but the American flag from flying over its embassies. Have you heard that anyplace else? That is shocking. During my campaign, she said, for Congress, I promised that I would always put America first. That means that only the stars and stripes should fly over embassies in foreign countries. Do you agree with that? I certainly do. I wouldn't even think there should be a conversation about that. President Biden's State Department has already raised a flag over an embassy that doesn't represent the vast majority of Americans. Green cited that past instances in which Democrats flew Black Lives Matter flags over government buildings. By the way, I suggest you go to their website, either Google or go to DuckDuckGo and type in Black Lives and go to their website and see if that's something you support, if that lines up to your values. We should not be flying a flag, she said, of a group who wants to erase our history and bring mass destruction to our country through what? Communism. Communism. Some people call it socialism. One of the courses I took going to college, I studied Marxism. Groups that hate the U.S. should not be given widespread recognition, Green replied. Does that seem unreasonable? I certainly don't. The federal government should only be flying the flag that represents all people. Remember, God's a respecter of no person. He loves all. Unfortunately, most won't because of pride and ignorance. We need to bring back pride in our country and raise the Star Spangled Banner proudly, she continued. She said, Old Glory represents our great American military and their sacrifices to ensure our freedom. This isn't a political issue. This is about patriotism, and we need more of it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced last week that U.S. embassies are free to fly the LGBT flags without first obtaining permission from the Biden administration. Other activists' flags must still attain prior approval. We've seen violence directed against LGBTQ people around the world increase. While you don't propagate evil against people, remember, God loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. So I think during this troubling times, folks, and we're in troubling times, we haven't turned from our wicked days, there's going to be an opportunity that people are going to need the Lord. We all are going to die. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? We do another radio show on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM from 8:30 AM to 9 AM called One Way Radio Network. There's only one way to heaven, not 50 ways, not 10 ways. Either Jesus, who he says he is, the God, or he's a lunatic or a liar. He stands at the door and knocks. There's two judgments. the great white throne judgment, where non-believers will spend eternity in hell. And the other one is the Bema judgment, judgment seat of Christ, where your works will be tested, but you'll be in heaven. So let me read something to you. I got this from one of my acquaintances that I know. And this comes from 2 Peter 3:13. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, will look for new heavens and new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, a world without sin. What if no one lied, stole, murdered, or had sex outside of marriage? What if there was no greed, tyranny, arrogance, condescension, or covetous? What if God was honored and obeyed? People were humble and loving, considering others better than themselves and looking out for their good, taking care of their needy. What if all could work and provide for themselves as commanded in the Bible? Just think about each point stated individually. What would that world be like? Sin, simply stated, is anything that is against God, whether an act or an attitude, words, thoughts, or motives that are selfish and impure, is rebellious, independent disregard for his law, written his word, or engraved on our very consciences. It is willfully going our own way, rejecting his rightful, loving lordship over us and ownership of God, personifies sin, telling Cain, it desires is for you. Genesis 4:7. Sin, unforgiven, unforsaken, is our doom, eternal banishment from God, our lethal enemy, enticing, enslaving us, holding us in powerful grip. Only Christ can deliver us from it, stating he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Only he has authority, power, and the right to completely absolve us from it, removing it from us as far as the east is from the west, and remember it no more. Only he can save us from its penalty, power, and eventually its very present. Turn from your sin. Call on Lord Jesus. Trust him. Surrender what's left of your life to his loving rule over you. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. So thanks for tuning in. Tune to my show on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at 7:90 a.m. And we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.